fellow Freedom fans. You're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast.
It is. I did very much intend to bring up the Tennessee statute, the first one that I see in the General Assembly today. I mean, how many of you really go to find out what the bills are and what they ought to be? So we're going to do it here. Liberty Works Radio Network. It's insanely educational. It is. Insanely. Without the dementia. This is Senate Bill 1 by Kelsey. Be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Tennessee. Notwithstanding, now this is a little bit weird. Hopefully we'll get time to talk about some schizophrenic bills that are posted here in the Senate. Notwithstanding any provision of law to the contrary, doesn't matter what anybody else says, the state, that's Tennessee, shall not establish, facilitate, implement, or participate. That's fun to say. I wonder if they spoke it before they typed it. The state shall not establish, facilitate, implement, or participate in the expansion of the Medicaid program pursuant to the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, lovingly referred to by Mr. Obama himself and others as Obamacare. Tennessee shall not establish and use or implement Obamacare. Now, all those people, hey, it's an unfunded mandate. Liar, liar, pants on fire. There's no such thing as a mandate, my friends. The only time it's a mandate is if it is indeed absolutely within the exclusive jurisdiction of the United States rather than the states, according to the Constitution, or it's a treaty. So that's why you have to be very careful about treaties, because sometimes some little group overseas may make a decision, and because of a treaty, it would now, of course, have power over Tennessee. But according to New York versus United States, this is one case in specifically that was raised during the discussion over the whether Obamacare was mandatory or not, or whether it was lawful or not. It was absolutely recognized that Congress may not compel a state such as Tennessee, the Congress may not compel Tennessee to institute any legislation or to enact any federal program. You thought that Congress was supreme. You thought that if the Congress wrote the law, it was an imposition on Tennessee. What's with this unfunded mandate? If you have anybody in Tennessee say that publicly, I want you to suspect them of great and horrible things. Hopefully they'll prove you wrong, but I want you on first note, as soon as they talk about unfunded mandates, is to hold them accountable to a reality check. Congress may not compel the states to enact legislation or to implement any federal program. It's reality. It's absolutely true. And that is not a dangerous innovation statement by the Supreme Court in a morphing, evolving, strange living constitution. It's when they finally got together and admitted these are the boundaries. There's no authority to compel Tennessee to do anything. Notwithstanding any provisional law of the contrary, state shall not establish, facilitate, implement, participate in the expansion Medicaid program. Now, the tough part is your due diligence now, people. If you would like to support Senate Bill 1, you're going to have to get on board and communicate, aren't you? Senate Bill 1, Tennessee Senate. And of course, if that's what you want, then you know what it's going to have to do is every year you're going to have to remind those in the Senate and the House that this Senate Bill 1 has been enacted for a reason and you really agree with it. Because you see, a following General Assembly can change that completely. But it kind of cracked me up. I thought Senate Bill 1, that's kind of neat. There was a dangerous innovation in Virginia a year that I was considering something that was going on. It was big, horrible, dangerous innovation. And I brought it up on the radio and exposed a lot of things. Turned out the governor hated me. It was really a wonderful thing. Saw him in person and he dissed me publicly. It was kind of interesting. But either way, I was exposing some shenanigans. The very next year, when finally something that I had exposed in on the radio actually came to bear in the Supreme Court, the Senate Bill 1 for that next year was to repeal that horrible innovation. So it's neat. It's always good to check Senate Bill 1, I think, of every assembly session. Let's go to another statute here. Let me close this window here and see what we can do with it. Let's see. Just close. Ah, I've got to push these buttons. Senate Bill 1. Now it's Senate Bill 3. I skipped Senate Bill 2. Senate Bill 2 is kind of a commemoration bill. Here's something. This is by Yeager. Whereas since the birth of our great nation, hundreds of thousands of brave American women, and this is a really neat thing. I think it's kind of cool, and the way they pay for it and everything is really neat. But again, it shows a little schizophrenia and an indication that we don't in Tennessee, whoever's writing this bill, doesn't get it. They get it halfway. And they see there is something where the Congress can direct something to happen or at least bait the Tennessee legislature into doing something. And as the maxim of law is, we are bound to obey those upon whom we depend. Whereas since the birth of our great nation, hundreds of thousands of brave American men and women have served their country, and the United States Armed Forces may continue this legacy of service today, defending the most inviolate principles of human freedom and democracy. I wish they would put period after freedom. Whereas their meritorious service continues a time-honored tradition of Tennessee volunteerism. Ah, that's right. Volunteer state. Throughout the years, the intrepid and valiant members of the United States Armed Forces have continued to inspire our confidence, loyalty, and support. That's the truth. From Valley Forge to Iraq, Afghanistan, and war-torn nations of Africa, Eastern Europe, and Middle East, our armed forces have unselfishly paid the price of freedom for their friends and families, for all of us. And I would say, and I would hope that would be true, I'm going to give a caveat here. Sometimes we have sacrificed freedom for security, which the founders of this nation, it appalled them. Sometimes these people have lost their lives because of our as a nation's fear, desiring them to give us security rather than freedom. And so that's not an indictment on the heroes that have served us. It's an indictment on us. It is most appropriate that we should honor those courageous men and women who have made sacrifices to preserve the blessed freedoms we enjoy today that our progeny will hopefully continue to cherish for generations to come. And it says, whereas Chapter 607 of Public Acts of 2012 named a segment of U.S. Highway 27 in the city of Dayton and Ray County the Veterans Memorial Highway, and whereas this General Assembly wishes to name the remaining portion of U.S. Highway 27 in the city of Dayton, Ray County, that is not otherwise designated in memory of those brave sons and daughters who sacrificed personal concerns of their safety, with many of them giving their lives so we might enjoy the many bounties of democracy and the American way of life. Is it democracy, folks? No, somebody's uneducated. We don't have a democracy. It is a mixed republic. It's a republic, federal republic, constitutional republic of mixed government. There is democracy, there is aristocracy, and there is a monarchy. So somebody was good, well-meaning, and I bless them. I think this is a wonderful statute. But some of the stuff in here is maybe invoking a heritage that isn't that which has made America great. Section 1, the segment of U.S. Highway 27 within Ray County that's not otherwise named, etc. Let me just summarize here. What they're doing is saying, please, there's these sections of Highway 27, and we'd like to make sure it's all as much as possible called Veterans Memorial Highway. And then the guidelines for signs, they're citing that. But watch this. This is the schizophrenia. The act that shall become operative only if the Federal Highway Administrator advises. This, what I'm about to read is horrible, actually. This is like, let's just take the Magna, even all the way back to the Magna Carta and burn it. This hopefully is educational and inspirational. The act shall become operative only if the Federal Highway Administrator, who's that? Do they live in Tennessee? Are they in Ray County? Are they in Ray County? No, I don't think so. Okay. This act shall become operative only if the Federal Highway Administrator advises the Commissioner of Transportation, that's a Tennessee guy, in writing, now listen to this, that provisions of this act shall not render Tennessee in violation of federal laws and regulations subject to penalties prescribed therein. In other words, the federal laws and regulations they're talking about is, will we lose any transportation dollars? We will only do this if somebody goes out of their way and adds to their schedule the task of writing us a letter and telling us, hey, guys, you won't lose any federal money. This is not good. Here's an act of the legislature that they're going to say, oh, by the way, don't really trust yourself to have the power to do what you're asking yourself to do. Be there just quivering, begging some bureaucrat in Washington to tell you you're okay. This is so anti, this is antichrist, folks. This sounds crazy. You think I'm saying this, it's crazy. But we're so incredibly uneducated. This is a total, completely undermining the fabric of that protection, those things that, that people have fought for our freedoms. The Tennessee guys that have fought for this freedom, this is in their face. They didn't fight for this. They fought for Tennessee to say, we're going to call this Veterans Memorial Highway. That's it, period. But what if the federal government doesn't like it? Well, then there's a process that they're required to take. Some of it's political. Some process might be a process of law. But if they're a defense to what you do, the founders, quoting Madison here, ambition competing against ambition, a frame of government separate and distinct powers. Congress is separate from the executive. The executive separate from the judicial. Judicial separate from Congress. Tennessee is separate from the United States. Ambition competing against ambition. You don't say, hey, if they call us back and tell us, hey, guys, go ahead. This is a government that people have lost their lives for, so that Tennessee can do the ambitions of Tennessee. And if that competing ambition, United States, has enough guts, they can stand up or they can roll over. But it's their chivalrous duty to do something according to their ambition. This is this statement. Section 4 is satanic. If you disagree, give us a call, 888-248-2046. Hopefully I'm going to be going through the rest of the week, I'm going to actually get to talk about these first, 10 Senate bills. Just to see what it's like. What should you be thinking about bills? About positive acts of the General Assembly? Do you care? Actually, you should. Your kids, this should be entertainment for your children. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. I hope in some way that I'm ministering to your need. Would you ever think about this stuff? You know, and some of the things I say, you're going, oh my goodness, I don't understand what he's talking about, except he's connecting some dots that I'm not that educated in, but oh my goodness, something's ringing true. Boy, we have been so distracted by our in-flight entertainment while our plane is in a nosedive. It's really crazy. So we'll be back today or tomorrow. I appreciate the call today from Saudi Daisy. And again, remember the family of Randall Lynn Mayo. Consider them, pray for them. You never know. Just asking how you doing might be something that would be beneficial to them and have a trickle-down effect in the entire community. David Allen Carmichael, if you'd like to know more, please, I encourage you to go to Preservative Talk Radio. Thanks for the Liberty Works Radio Network and the Copperhead Radio.